Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Thank you very much indeed for that, Gemma. The government is said to be planning a significant one-off financial support for cash-strapped businesses in this year's budget. The scheme will be aimed at small and medium enterprises hit by rising energy costs and inflation and higher taxes, but just how much can be allocated to help those struggling? Joining me now is Minister of State with Responsibility for Business, Employment and Retail, Neil Richmond, and we'll be hearing shortly from CEO of Alone, Sean Moynihan, on the supports that they're requesting for older people as well. But Minister Neil Richmond, you're very welcome to the programme. Before we talk about anything about business or budget, I have to ask you about the homelessness figures that are just out. Abysmal yet again. 12,691 homeless people in this country. What has the government got to say about this?
Look, it doesn't take a genius to say these are really disappointing figures. Of course they are. Every single person who's in homelessness is a massive disappointment. But what can we do about it is lift those people out of homelessness. We've lifted over 4,000 people out of homelessness in the past year. Unfortunately, more than that have slipped into homelessness. The answer to this, first and foremost, Cormac, is more supply. We have to build more homes this year than we did last year. We're on course through that. We've delivered more social housing, cost rental, affordable and private. But equally, particularly in the next 10 days we come into the budget, we have to look at the reasons people are slipping into homelessness.
But you've been saying this with respect, Minister, since 2011. And Eoghan O'Brien made that point earlier in the programme. What credibility does Fine Gael have in this regard at all?
Well, we haven't been saying it since 2011.
Yes, when
it comes,
Neil.
No, Cormac, no, let's be very clear. When it comes to the ability to generate real supply, to have the ability to build homes at scale, we weren't in a position to do that in 2011 during the financial crisis when there wasn't a builder to be found in the state, there was no finance to build homes, there was no one who wanted homes.
I would give you that from the first 3 or 4 years of your first administration. But by God, by 2014-15, you've been saying it.
And what we've seen...
What credibility do you have?
And what we've seen is legislative and policy changes that allowed us in a situation last year, Cormac, that we built over 30,000 homes, and we're going to break that again this year. We're going to build more social homes than we have since the 1970s. We're going to build more homes than we have since the late 1990s.
Why do we still have 4,000 children homeless then?
Why? Because we simply do not have enough homes, and unfortunately we are failing those children. I'm not going to say otherwise, I'm not going to defend that record there, but what that forces us to do is really put the focus on continuously increasing supply of all levels, but equally looking at those families who are genuinely struggling with the cost of living crisis, whose children are struggling, and saying what we've done over the last year in terms of introducing free hot school meals, free school books, what more can be done to target those children, to make their lives better, to lift them out of poverty and get them into the permanent home.
I'm going to move on from this now, but is there any indication from government as to when these figures will go down?
Well, I don't want to put an exact date on it, but the level of supply that we're seeing that came on stream this year, we saw more homes built in the first 6 months this year than we've seen in decades. That is the key to unlocking homelessness. We'll see a huge level of supply, which in turn, in the next number of months, we'll start to see the current turn genuinely in this very, very worrying and distressing figure.
Okay, yet the figures keep going up, but let's hope you're right for all those people who are homeless. You say, and your party says, time and again, that Fine Gael is the most pro-business party in the country. Some businesses would contest that, given the pressure they're under, which we'll get to in just a second. But the scheme I mentioned at the top, this one-off payment, what is it? What's the detail?
Well, what we want to see in the budget, and I'm not going to be able to give you the detail yet because it hasn't been finalised, Cormac, but what we want to see in the budget in 10 days' time is genuine appreciation for the very real challenges that business are facing. Yes, the economy is absolutely flying, the fastest growing economy in the EU, effective full employment, but still for so many businesses, they're working harder for less and less return. Their energy bills are going off, the cost of labour is going up, finding staff is extremely difficult, and that's a responsibility definitely that falls on my feet. And we want to provide those reliefs, be it in terms of direct funding, in terms of support when it comes to energy assistance, which we saw last year, or in how to make their businesses more environmentally friendly to bring down those bills. So we're looking at a whole suite of measures and a package that can be done in one-off, but also consistent capital investment in our businesses and in our infrastructure that will bring their costs down.
Okay, so is it a one-off payment for SMEs across the board? Doesn't matter what sector you're in, what level of business you're at, you'll get this one-off payment.
No, we're looking at targeted, because we already have a series series of payments for SMEs in lots of different sectors, depending if it's in agri-food, depending if it's in a high energy usage. What we're looking at is a series of measures that will genuinely put a few quid back in the pockets of businesses so they can meet their rising costs, particularly, Cormac, when it comes to energy.
Okay, because they are crippled. And the reason they're under pressure, the SMEs say and Ismay say, is because of government initiatives. One quick glance at the ISME website, they say that they're worried about the minimum wage threshold coming down the line, which is a government initiative. They say that that comes on top of the St. Bridget's Day public holiday introduced in 23, 3 days statutory sick pay, rising to 5 in January, 7 in 2025 and 10 days in 2026. And they say the gender pay gap reporting is putting pressure on them as well as 5 days of domestic leave, which they agree with, but they say you have to acknowledge it puts pressure on small business. So you give with one hand and you're certainly taking away, they say, on the other.
I wouldn't say we're taking away when we're increasing the wages of workers, when we're increasing the ability for people to take statutory sick day, for people to be able to take sick leave when they've had a miscarriage, when they've had failed fertility treatment, when we're moving towards a living wage, something that we've signalled we're doing for the last number of years, and we've engaged consistently with business about this. However, we have just completed a report commissioned to see, well, what are all these cumulative costs in businesses? How can we look at what we're doing to reduce the cost? Because, Cormac, we want to bring all these measures in. We're not going to turn our back on these measures because this has to be a great country to work in as well as do business.
It is for the multinationals, but some small business say that they're not in the same league at all in terms of the treatment from government. One vendor from Cork in the paper in the Indo today, which I'm sure you saw, he said, I had one claim in 100 years, he says, and my premium is €9,000. That's the type of context that they're dealing with.
Yeah, but across, and literally just this week, we saw a report commissioned by Minister Jennifer Carr-McNeill that says insurance premiums have come down for small and medium businesses across the board in the last year, with one or two very small sectoral exceptions like play centres and things like that. We are seeing profits going up across the board. The economy is doing extremely well. Businesses are busier. We have seen all the figures show good domestic spend in the economy over this calendar year.
Not in hospitality. They say they're under pressure. Not in childcare. All those people outside the door protesting this week.
And that's why we're in the middle of negotiations. And bear in mind, one, I'm married to a Montessori teacher, and two, I've got two kids in childcare. So I live this every single day. But we're in
negotiations. You must have got an earful this week then.
Not really, because there's two things we're trying to do. One, we're trying to up the pay of childcare workers who really deserve more than €13.60 an hour. But at the same time, we're trying to make sure that we have funding. The vast majority of childcare providers are in agreement with the government terms. We want to negotiate, we want to discuss, we want to make sure this works for everyone. We have a situation that our economy is doing well. We acknowledge that the multinational sector is doing extremely well and paying massive tax that allows us to bring in these schemes at the same time.
Leaves us a bit vulnerable as well.
But we want to, not necessarily, because the growth has been consistent in consistent sectors. And if you look at the modelling for the next 3 years, we're looking at really consistent growth in that area, far better than in our European rivals. But back to your key point, when we look at working with small and medium enterprises, we of course want to make sure that this works for them, but it has to work for their employees and their workers, because it's a competitive labour market out there. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that they're getting a return from work, both in terms of the schemes available and also by reducing the general taxation they pay.
Okay, so that's, you are proposing a series, a suite of measures, you say, for small business. We will definitely have them on Budget Day and beforehand as well, mm-hmm. To gauge how they're reacting to all of this. Stay with me, Minister Neil Richmond, if you can. I'm joined as well by Sean Moynihan, who's CEO of Alone. And you're looking forward to the budget, Sean, as well. And it's a really, really difficult time for everyone in the country, but particularly, you say, for older people dealing with an energy poverty crisis and the cost of living crisis.
Yeah, look, I suppose when people go beyond work age, obviously most people are dependent on the state contributory pension. And ultimately is they can't compete in high inflation. And ultimately then most of the highest inflation is on the basic basket of goods. So for us, we're looking for the government to live up to its commitment to benchmark the state pension and to move towards making it, you know, 34% of the average industrial wage. So we don't have this debate every year, how much money, when and if. And I suppose older people and younger people are the same. For us and Alone, whether it's around access to healthcare, housing or finance, for us, it doesn't matter what age you are. The end of the day is we've a progressive tax system, and around social transfer, what we want is a progressive system that makes sure whether it's health, housing or finance, ultimately is everybody, you know, The young want the older people minded and supported, and older people want the young minded and supported.
Do you think that older people, particularly in the housing crisis, are forgotten, Sean?
Yeah, I think there's a situation sometimes we focus in on one group and we say, look, what about younger people and housing? The reality is the number of older people renting since the last census is up 86%. And those in their 50s and early 60s, nearly four times more are renting. And how are they going to pay the rent when they think? So the reality is it's not about picking different age groups. It's about assessing who needs and ultimately making sure that people have the support they need, knowing that those who are in retirement, right, may, you know, not have the ability to absorb high inflation, don't have the ability to absorb the challenges that go with that. Mm-hmm. And I just note that on Sunday is International Older Persons Day, and this year it's human rights of older people across generations. And I think we have to remember that older people are net contributors to our community.
Okay.
You know, one in five of all our volunteers are older people, and ultimately is 50,000 are carers, 150,000 are mine grandchildren, and around 150,000 are transferring, you know, and supporting younger people. Well, so not all older people are the same.
Well, 100%, and we wouldn't have the vibrant economy we have at the moment without the contribution of older people, without one shot of it out. CEO of Alone, Sean Moynihan, thank you very much indeed. I have to get you, Minister Neil Richmond, to react to that. The specific ask from Alone and Sean Moynihan there, that the state pension be benchmarked to 34% of the average industrial wage. Is that a runner?
We will see an increase in welfare payments in the budget in the next 10 days. We will see an increase in the pension. Benchmarking isn't on the table for this budget, I don't believe.
Why not?
And if you look
it means, according to Sean, that older people are left behind.
Yeah, but the notion of benchmarking towards interest rate, if you look at the increases to the old age pension over the last 5 years and the average interest rate, the increases have been above interest. The increases to the pension has been above the interest rate.
It's been a fiver here and there.
It's been a lot more than a fiver here and there. It's coming up. It was a considerable amount last year. It will be more again this year. And when you take it cumulatively, because it's not about the pension. Sean rightly mentioned the issue of energy bills and heating people's home. That's why we've expanded the fuel allowance. That's why last week so many people got a payment on fuel allowance year that didn't get it last year.
But if you don't benchmark or if you don't keep pace to some degree, think of one cohort of people that Sean mentioned there. Older people who don't have the same earning capacity, perhaps, but who might be renting in an vastly inflationary rental cycle. I mean, they have no hope, do they? You're leaving them extremely vulnerable there.
No, because we are consistently and have consistently increased pension payments throughout our term in government. We'll increase them again for their most vulnerable elderly people, people who are caring, and those who are on disability, a benefit in the next 10 days.
Okay, Minister Neil Richmond, thank you very much indeed. Sean Moynihan of Alone, thank you as well. 51551.